Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, December 18th, 2019. Fight for your freedom, 1 week until Christmas Day. I'm looking forward to that. So, I had a friend stop over today before I went up to tape this, and I was doing research for the show, but I didn't have the TV on. He goes, "You're not watching impeachment?" I go, No. Why would I do that? Why would I watch this? This is a fraud, a ruse. And I'm not saying that to protect Donald Trump or to booster the Republican Party. I'm just saying this as a historian. As a historian, this is just bull. They're allowed to do it. The Democrats control the House. I hope that they don't control the House come next November. I am praying the Democratic Party gets slaughtered next November. And that's the first time in my life I have ever said anything like that. They deserve to be punished. I hope what happened in Great Britain last week happens here. And this is nothing about to do with Donald Trump or the Republicans. This has to do with a corrupt Democratic Party. That's what it has to do. And tomorrow we'll go over the debate on Thursday night. But you want to know how corrupt this party is? I'm going to play you a soundbite that will prove it beyond any reasonable doubt. So one of the guys who's pushing this impeachment is Congressman Gerald Nadler from New York. All right? So Nadler is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. You know all this. Here's what Nadler said about the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Go.
The effect of impeachment is to overturn the popular will of the voters. We must not overturn an election and remove a president from office except to defend our system of government or our constitutional liberties against a dire threat. And we must not do so without an overwhelming consensus of the American people. There must never be a narrowly voted impeachment or an impeachment supported by one of our major political parties and opposed by the other. Such an impeachment will produce the divisiveness and bitterness in our politics for years to come and will call into question the very legitimacy of our political institutions.
What a blanking hypocrite that man is. I mean, it is disgraceful and disgusting. And this is what it's come to. All right, the only good news for Donald Trump, who wrote a letter to Nancy Pelosi outlining how this is a violation of the Constitution, reasserting that he didn't do anything wrong, which I believe. You know, as a journalist and a historian, I don't see anything that Donald Trump did that rises to this at all. You can debate whether he was looking for dirt on Joe Biden, and I'll tell you, I think he was. But that has nothing to do with anything. Every politician looks for dirt on their opposition. And all he was asking was for the president of Ukraine to investigate alleged corruption in Ukraine vis-a-vis the USA. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So the House of Representatives has approved a $1.4 trillion spending bill to get us to next September. we can't afford any of this. It's $50 billion in new spending. Trump's going to sign it because he doesn't want the government shutting down in an election year. All right? That's why he's going to sign it. Now, this is a great concern to me. Most Americans don't care about the deficit and the debt because they don't know what it is. It doesn't touch them. But I see danger, big danger, coming. Because if the dollar collapses, if we have so much debt that investors say we're not investing in the country anymore, depression hits this nation. I did question President Trump about it when I spoke with him a couple of weeks ago. Go. On the economy, your administration has spent more money, more federal dollars, than the Obama administration did in its first term. Is that worry you because we owe $23 trillion dollars?
No, it doesn't, because for a different reason. I can solve that. That's much easier than what I've been doing.
Can he solve it only if the Republicans take back the House and keep the Senate? Then, if Donald Trump's reelected, he can pass some austerity measures. But if the House of Representatives continues to be controlled by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they're not going to ever cut back. And so he won't be able to get budget cuts done. So if he controls Congress, if the Republicans sweep it, all right, then it's possible the debt could come down. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, final thought today. So I'm lecturing the urchins who, you know, I drive them crazy. You can imagine me as your father. Oh, my God. About seeing the big picture, thinking ahead. All right? And they're looking at me like this, okay? But I give them examples of things that have gone wrong in their own lives that could have been prevented had they looked outside of themselves. See, most people, every thought is about themselves. You know, they're on the machines. It's all about me, 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 me. That's human nature. There are very few beneficent people who put others ahead of them. Very few of those. But if you really want to cut down on life's horror, you got to see the big picture. In addition to that, a positive note, you will make people happy if you see the big picture. An example, Christmas. All right, so last night I'm making the list and checking it twice of people that I want to give something to. Not, you know, the usual, but people like the mailman, Dave. Dave's a great guy. He gives me good service. The garbage guys, all right? They do, you know, I'm gonna give them something. The guys who deliver the papers at 6 a.m. So I'm making this list, and I give them cash because then they don't have to, they're going to just stick it in their pocket. The government's not coming in for 40%. All right, so I'm trying to figure out and think about, all right, who's helped me over the year? Who helps the family? And who's a really good person? And that's the list, but it requires some thought, some quiet time. You sit there because things will come to you and then reward that. Now, a lot of us don't have a lot of money. I use us because we're all Americans. And I understand that. But anything, anything for charity, we went over the charities yesterday, anything, you know, it's the gesture. And that's seeing the big picture. That's seeing the big picture. Who is around that helps you out? Could be somebody in a restaurant, could be, you know, anybody that you have a rapport with. Just give them a little card. You don't have to give them money. You give them a little card, a little whatever, you know? So you think outside yourself. But most importantly, the big picture in life, you got to look at it. All right? You got to say to yourself, you know, that person is not a good person. That person is a good person. I'm going to try to spend more time with that person and get away from the bad person. That's seeing the big picture. Or I could work really hard and get nowhere, so maybe I want to get another job. Maybe I want to look. Or maybe I want to take steps to correct something that's bothering me, whether it's personal or professional. Big picture. It requires concentration and thought. So that is the final thought of the day. Holly the Terror Dog on this broadcast tomorrow. See you then.